What's up, Guns and Gadgets Nation? Today, we're going to break down one of the most extreme state-level gun prosecutions in recent memory, and maybe one of the worst we've ever had. A case where the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, that wacko, has charged an out-of-state gun retailer. Actually, I don't even know if he has an FFL, to be honest. He sold parts, kits and parts. But she's charged him with 71 felonies. 71. Even though he's never stepped foot in New York. This case isn't just about one man, it's about how far state governments will go to impose their unconstitutional gun laws across state lines, and how that threatens the Second Amendment rights of all law-abiding Americans. Welcome to Guns and Gadgets, where we break down what the government, the courts, and the politicians are doing to your rights, especially the Second Amendment, without spin, the talking points, or the media filter. Here, you'll get clear, fact-based analysis of major court cases, new legislation, executive actions, and historical context that actually matters so that you understand not just what is happening, but why it matters to you and your family. If you care about liberty, if you care about the Constitution and staying informed before bad policy becomes permanent law, this is the channel for you. So hit subscribe and make sure you don't miss what they hope you will never notice. Patriots, let me be blunt. If you carry a gun for self-defense, the biggest threat that you may face might not come from a criminal, but actually the government coming after you for defending yourself. That's why you need attorneys on retainer in your corner. And what we're witnessing right now on TV regularly, we're seeing in the streets of America, it should make you realize that you are your own first responder. Attorneys on Retainer is the only national law firm that focuses exclusively on self-defense cases. Attorneys for Freedom is the law firm. AOR is the program. They're the only ones in the country that does it. That's all they do. From red flag laws to use of force claims, they're ready to stand between you and a system that is stacked against gun owners. And here's the bottom line. If you can reasonably assert self-defense, AOR has your back. No caps, no loopholes, no gimmicks, no nonsense. Just real attorneys fighting for you and your freedom in every single state. Right now, if you sign up and use code GNG at the link below or the QR code, you'll save $25. Also, come hang out with me and a few others of my friends over at the AOR Association Conference, February 20th and 21st in Mesa, Arizona. This event is designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills necessary to defend your freedom, defend your rights, and your personal safety. Hear directly from the attorneys who guide AOR members in their most critical moments, along with experts, individuals with real-world self-defense experience, and leading voices from the self-defense and firearms community. Sign up in your membership portal or at the link below. All right, let's get into this case here because it's crazy. Thanks to AOR for sponsoring the video. Let's dive in. Lawrence Michael DeStefano is a 65-year-old Orlando, Florida resident. By all accounts, he has no criminal record. He's a lifelong supporter of the Second Amendment and the founder of Indie Guns, a business that supplied gun parts kits, components used by customers to build their own firearms, something that's been legal in this country since before this became a country. Now, Indie's Guns motto, is directly from his own website, is guns are normal and normal people build guns. And that encapsulates what many in our community believe, that responsible Americans should be able to build their own firearms without interference from the government. Whether you call them self-built arms or unfinished receivers, the principle is the same. Personal liberty under the Constitution. Individual liberty is what matters. But here's where this gets wild. DeStefano, or DeStefano, I'm not sure how he pronounces it, but he was arrested on October 10th of 2025 in Florida. Pulled over by a dozen Florida Highway Patrol troopers because of an outstanding warrant out of New York. He complied peacefully, but ask yourself this. How does a 65-year-old gun maker in Florida get charged with 71 state crimes in New York? Well, the alleged charges from New York include one count of conspiracy in the fourth degree, two counts of sale of criminal firearms in the first degree, 39 counts of criminal sale of a firearm in the third degree, 28 counts of manufacture, transport, disposition, and defacement of weapons and dangerous appliances, one count of criminal sale of a frame or receiver in the second degree. Now that all adds up to 71 separate state felony charges in New York, and if convicted, DeStefano faces up to 521 years in prison. Yes, 521 years for supporting a constitutionally protected pre-existing right that even New York has no legal ability to restrict in the way that they're restricting. Think about that now for a moment. A law-abiding gun parts supplier who's never been to New York could spend the rest of his life behind bars because of a New York prosecution for selling kits that customers in New York allegedly purchased. And that's the modern reality we're facing now. And I've seen him on his Instagram over the years, how he's said he will never give up customers' information, that the customers are law-abiding people and he'll never give up their information. He's even said that he had, like, you know, some big people in New York that bought from him, like judges and all kinds of stuff, but he would never turn over the information. And this all stems from a civil lawsuit where in New York, where the Attorney General Letitia James filed against him and 9 other national gun dealers. And in that civil suit, New York obtained a $7.8 million judgment and permanent injunction against Indie Guns for allegedly selling ghost gun components, their words, not mine. But here's the catch. He never appeared in that case. New York got the default judgment and then turned around and turned it into criminal charges. And once those civil results were in hand, New York escalated to criminal prosecution. And that's not normal. That's not how the justice system should work. When someone asserts a constitutional right, you don't go to jail because you have a Second Amendment. It's not like he's out murdering people. It's not like he's defrauding people. He's selling constitutionally protected items. But on October 22nd, 2025, federal agents from ATF, along with others, searched DiStefano's home and his rental properties. And according to reports, they seized handguns, gun parts, ammunition, thousands of firearms and parts kits, tools, computers, phones, even $500,000 in gold bars. Good smart man investing, but now the government's going to steal it from him. $110,000 in cash, and bizarrely, they took his lawnmower as well. Lawnmower. Now, that's an enormous civil and criminal sweep, all tied back to a business that's lawful everywhere except that communist cesspool of New York. Now, Florida has... They need to decide right now if they're going to honor New York's extradition request. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis already issued letters to Florida sheriffs to execute the warrant, even though DiStefano is already in custody, and he's been being held in Florida for like 90 days now. Now, this is why the legal community is sounding the alarm. New York claims jurisdiction simply because customers somewhere in the state may have purchased parts, not because DiStefano has committed any violent crime or even set foot in the state of New York. That's a dangerous precedent. It means any state could potentially prosecute any company or any individual in another state based on commerce alone. The Interstate Commerce Clause is one of the biggest bastardizations of the United States Constitution. Now, most people think that New York doesn't have the authority to apply their laws to actions outside of their borders. It's the same as, like, if Tennessee didn't like something that somebody in Maine did, Tennessee just doesn't go lock them up. It's just not how things work. Now, we all know and believe that once the government gets your purchase records, the next step is registration and then confiscation. It's happened throughout time. Every single time a government or a ruling party has done registrations, then confiscations come next. So if you're a liberal who thinks that that's not going to happen, like, open a book for once. Like, read a book. It's called a history book. It's not speculation. It's happened before in every other place it's ever done. So what does it mean for the broader Second Amendment fight? This case is about more than one man. It's about whether states can reach beyond their borders and criminalize lawful behavior conducted everywhere except within their own borders. It's about privacy and gun rights and the real danger of regulatory overreach. And now, more than ever, we have to stay informed, get engaged, and be ready to defend our rights, not just in courts, but in public discourse and in every corner of the country. If you agree that this prosecution is an overreach, make sure your voice is heard. Share this video, subscribe to this channel for more updates, and comment below, will this case go all the way to the Supreme Court? Let me know what you think. This is Guns and Gadgets. I am Jared. hopefully keeping you informed, keeping you engaged in fighting for our rights, the rights that our founders died to guarantee. Until we see each other on the next one, stay safe, stay armed, and stay free. And if you are a Second Amendment attorney, I am humbly asking you to do anything you can to assist him to beat the system in New York. It's a travesty. Appreciate y'all. Take care.